We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Luis, Michael Conforto back in the lineup. That's good to see. He's going to DH, but he's been making steady progress. How's he feel today?
Ed, he feels great. He's progressively been feeling better and better after Sunday's report when he told us that he felt something in the hamstring. So last 2 days, went from not being able yesterday to being able late in the game to tonight just being a DH. So that's a big step, to get Michael back in the lineup, and be a force for us, as we can score some runs.
Michael Wacha will start the game for you tonight. He was very good the last time out, four innings in relief for you, and you've been getting good starting pitching and some length out of that starting pitching. Is Wacha up for that tonight?
That's what we're looking for. He threw the ball really well, like you said. I thought his command and, the fastball command and the changeup touch was there. They put more righties in their lineup tonight, so we'll see how the changeup plays up against the right-handed hitters. But we're looking for that start. And, we have guys in the bullpen, too, that can follow Wacha. We have the Erasmo Ramirez. We have the Matt, different guys that can give length as well before we hand to those guys that have been pitching in the last early game as well.
Luis, I'm sure you guys look at it and talk about it as well. You're 2.5 games out of the wild card. The wild card teams both play each other again, Milwaukee, Cincinnati tonight. You're also 3 games out of second place in the East, and the Marlins have to come to New York to face the Yankees. The Phillies finish with the Rays. Do you guys talk about all that, that if you keep plugging here, something good may happen?
Well, yeah, we talk about what we need to do for the game of the day. So, today's game, facing the Rays again. We talk about what we need to do today. We're aware of what's going on, after our game, and we're aware of who's playing who. But all our focus in here in what we can control. So, let's see how things keep going, and some of the combinations the way it can happen, but the priority is to get the game here for us. So that's where our attention mainly is.
You mentioned the Rays. You beat Blake Snell last night. Tyler Glasnow tonight, in addition to a pretty good fastball, he's got a nasty curve as well. This guy is pretty tough to face.
Yes, he's got special stuff. I've seen it for years. Facing that tonight, I know it's a little bit of a challenge for the guys, just facing that kind of pitcher, and obviously coming from facing Blake Snell yesterday. But we're a good offensive team. The guys prepare really well. We have some really good fastball hitters. If they can lay off of any curveball that's not in the zone for a strike, and we can ramp up maybe a pitch count on Tyler and give him some quality at bats. I think we can do some damage again.
Luis, good luck tonight. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Ed.